八，黄浦区2015年第一学期高三英语模拟练习。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. What can I do for you, madam?
I'd like to open a savings account and deposit some money.
Question: Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Two. What about our program for tomorrow?
Let me see. A staff meeting at 9 in the morning, lunch with Mr. Kim, the new sales manager, and then a trip to Shanghai at 4 in the afternoon.
Question: What are the speakers going to do tomorrow morning?
3. Alice, these business letters are full of spelling mistakes.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Martin. I will do it again.
Question: What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
4. You should have come here 20 minutes ago.
I'm really sorry, but the heavy traffic delayed me.
Question: Why was the man late?
5. How are you getting to the airport?
Well, I haven't really got any choice. I have to take the bus. My car is at the garage getting repaired, and a taxi is just too expensive.
Question: What can we learn from the conversation?
6. Tina looks great in that silver dress, doesn't she?
I can't agree with you more.
Question: What does the man mean?
7. I need to talk to someone who knows Washington well. I'm told you live there.
Oh, but I was really young at that time.
Question: What does the woman mean?
8. Wow, you are reading a German book. I didn't know you can speak German.
I don't. I'm just looking at the pictures.
Question: What does the man imply?
9. Have you heard the news that James cheated in the final exam?
He should be ashamed of what he did.
Question: What's the woman's attitude?
10. Wasn't Bob supposed to take part in this new play?
Yes, but he gave up at the last minute.
Question: What can we learn about Bob? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Generally speaking, foreign visitors don't have much difficulty knowing where to buy things in Great Britain. Most shops open at 9 o'clock or 9:30 in the morning and close at 5 or 5:30 in the evening. Small stores usually close for an hour at lunchtime. On 1 or 2 days every week, usually Thursday or Friday, some large food shops stay open until 8 o'clock in the evening for late night shopping. Most shops are closed in the afternoon on 1 day a week, and this day is often Tuesday or Thursday, and it is a different day in a different town. Almost all shops are closed on Sundays. Newsstands are open in the morning, and they sell candies and cigarettes as well. But there are legal restrictions on selling many things on Sundays. One problem is stamps. In Britain, you can only buy stamps at post offices. Many large food shops, such as supermarkets, are self-service. When you go into one of these shops, you take a basket and you put the things you want to buy into this basket. You have to wait at the cash desk and pay for everything just before you leave.
Now listen again, please.
Generally speaking, foreign visitors don't have much difficulty knowing where to buy things in Great Britain. Most shops open at 9 o'clock or 9:30 in the morning and close at 5 or 5:30 in the evening. Small stores usually close for an hour at lunchtime. On one or two days every week, usually Thursday or Friday, some large food shops stay open until 8 o'clock in the evening for late night shopping. Most shops are closed in the afternoon on one day a week, and this day is often Tuesday or Thursday, and it is a different day in a different town. Almost all shops are closed on Sundays. Newsstands are open in the morning, and they sell candies and cigarettes as well. But there are legal restrictions on selling many things on Sundays. One problem is stamps. In Britain, you can only buy stamps at post offices. Many large food shops, such as supermarkets, are self-service. When you go into one of these shops, you take a basket and you put the things you want to buy into this basket. You have to wait at the cash desk and pay for everything just before you leave.
Questions. 11. At what time do most shops in Britain open and close?
What can't you buy at a newsstand, according to the passage?
13. What can be inferred, according to the passage?
14-16 are based on the following passage.
Have you ever seen one of the Star Wars movies? The film Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, opened in May 2005 around the world. In the United States, it earned more money in its first 24 hours than any other movie in history. It sold $50 million worth of tickets in one day. The film also earned more money in the United States in its first 4 days than any other movie, more than $158 million. It also earned more than $144 million in other countries. Revenge of the Sith is the last in a series of 6 Star Wars movies. The first Star Wars movie was produced in 1977. The first 3 movies in the series tell the story of wars among planets that took place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Critics generally said Revenge of the Sith was one of the best of the 6 movies. Some even said it was the best one. They especially praised the exciting action in the film and the terrific special effects. However, they said it is more violent than the other Star Wars films and is not suitable for young children.
Now listen again, please.
Have you ever seen one of the Star Wars movies? The film Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, opened in May 2005 around the world. In the United States, it earned more money in its first 24 hours than any other movie in history. It sold $50 million worth of tickets in one day. The film also earned more money in the United States in its first 4 days than any other movie, more than $158 million. It also earned more than $144 million in other countries. Revenge of the Sith is the last in a series of 6 Star Wars movies. The first Star Wars movie was produced in 1977. The first 3 movies in the series tell the story of wars among planets that took place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Critics generally said Revenge of the Sith was one of the best of the 6 movies. Some even said it was the best one. They especially praised the exciting action in the film and the terrific special effects. However, they said it is more violent than the other Star Wars films and is not suitable for young children.
Questions. 14. How much worth of tickets did the movie Revenge of the Sith sell on its first day?
What was true about the film Star Wars?
16. Why did the critics think highly of the movie Revenge of the Sith?
7. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
I'm sorry about the traffic accident, Mrs. Norris.
No one was hurt, thank goodness.
We need to send in an accident report, and I need to ask you a few questions.
All right.
Where exactly was the accident?
It was on Jefferson Avenue between the 19th and 20th Street.
When did it happen?
At about 7 o'clock Wednesday morning.
And who hit you?
Mrs. Brown, one of my new neighbors.
Now, what happened exactly? Tell me in your own words.
Well, I was driving along Jefferson Avenue. I wasn't going fast at all. I saw this car. It was backing out of the driveway. It was Mrs. Brown. She didn't stop at all.
Now listen again, please. I'm sorry about the traffic accident, Mrs. Norris.
No one was hurt, thank goodness.
We need to send in an accident report, and I need to ask you a few questions.
All right.
Where exactly was the accident?
It was on Jefferson Avenue between the 19th and 20th Street.
When did it happen?
At about 7 o'clock Wednesday morning.
And who hit you?
Mrs. Brown, one of my new neighbors.
Now, what happened exactly? Tell me in your own words.
Well, I was driving along Jefferson Avenue. I wasn't going fast at all. I saw this car. It was backing out of the driveway. It was Mrs. Brown. She didn't stop at all. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
Good morning. You're a new patient, I think. What's the trouble?
Sometimes I feel cold and sometimes hot. I have a headache and a stomachache.
Yes, you look a bit off colour.
What colour, please?
Sorry, what I said was off colour. It's a phrase we use to describe how someone looks and feels when he or she is unwell. Let me take your temperature and we'll try to be more scientific. When did this start?
I felt very tired last night when I went to bed. Then I felt really bad this morning when I woke up.
Yes, I see. Now let's take a look at your temperature. Ah, just as I thought, a little bit higher.
A little bit higher? Is it serious?
No, it isn't serious. Usually the normal temperature was about 37 degrees centigrade. Your temperature is 38 degrees centigrade, which is a bit higher, but not exactly the boiling point. Just take it easy. Take some medicine, drink more water, and have a good rest. You'll recover soon.
Okay, thank you.
Now listen again, please. Good morning. You're a new patient, I think. What's the trouble?
Sometimes I feel cold and sometimes hot. I have a headache and a stomachache.
Yes, you look a bit off colour.
What colour, please?
Sorry, what I said was off colour. It's a phrase we use to describe how someone looks and feels when he or she is unwell. Let me take your temperature and we'll try to be more scientific. When did this start?
I felt very tired last night when I went to bed. Then I felt really bad this morning when I woke up.
Yes, I see. Now let's take a look at your temperature. Ah, just as I thought, a little bit higher.
A little bit higher? Is it serious?
No, it isn't serious. Usually the normal temperature was about 37 degrees centigrade. Your temperature is 38 degrees centigrade, which is a bit higher, but not exactly the boiling point. Just take it easy. Take some medicine, drink more water, and have a good rest. You'll recover soon.
Okay, thank you.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.